It was the first time I had ever seen men carrying pistols and knives, and they looked like a very dangerous crowd. Some were buying articles of merchandise. Others were talking about the cholera, the various camps, and matters of interest, while others were drinking whiskey freely and becoming intoxicated. It was a busy and an exciting scene, and Rively appeared to be doing a rushing trade. At some little distance from the store, I noticed a small party of dark-skinned and rather fantastically dressed people, whom I ascertained were Indians, and as I had never before seen a real live Indian, I was much interested in them. I went over and endeavored to talk to them, but our conversation was very limited. That evening, we reached our camp, which was located 2 miles west of Rively's. The first thing I did was to hunt up my ponies, and from my father's description of them, I had no difficulty in finding them. They were lariated in the grass, and I immediately ran up to them, supposing them to be gentle animals. I was greatly mistaken, however, as they snorted and jumped away from me, and would not allow me to come near them. My father, who was standing not far distant, informed me that the ponies were not yet broken. I was somewhat disappointed at this, and thereupon he and one of his men caught one of the animals and bridled her, then putting me on her back, led her around, greatly to my delight. I kept petting her so much that she soon allowed me to approach her. She was a beautiful bay, and I named her Dolly. The other pony was a sorrel, and I called him Prince. In the evening, some Indians visited the camp, which as yet consisted only of tents, though some logs had been cut preparatory to building houses, and exchanged their furs for clothing, sugar, and tobacco. Father had not learned their language, and therefore communicated with them by means of signs. We had our supper by the campfire, and that night was the first time I ever camped out and slept upon the ground. The day had been an eventful one to me, for all the incidents were full of excitement and romance to my youthful mind, and I think no apology is needed for mentioning so many of the little circumstances, which so greatly interested me in my childhood's days, and which no doubt had a great influence in shaping my course in after years. My love of hunting and scouting, and life on the plains generally, was the result of my early surroundings. The next morning, Father visited the Kickapoo Agency, taking me along. He rode a horse, and putting me on my pony, Dolly, led the animal all the way. He seemed anxious to break me in, as well as the pony, and I greatly enjoyed this, my first day's ride on a Kansas prairie. At the Kickapoo village I saw hundreds of Indians, some of whom were living in lodges, but the majority occupied log cabins. The agent resided in a double-hued log house, one of the apartments of which was used as a school for the Indians. The agency store was opposite this structure.